The reason for us to meet here is to discuss further the situation in Georgia, which we began already when we flew down with the plane provided by the President of Poland. We're here clearly to discuss the extraordinary meeting of the European Council to take place on Monday the 1st, and we welcome that this extraordinary meeting will take place because it shows that we in the European Union take what is going on very seriously, and we are already convinced now, looking at the way things are going, that the European Council will find a single voice to express the views of all of Europe on what is going on in Georgia. And that's, let me ask the President of Poland.
Dzień dobry Państwu. Szanowni Państwo, spotykamy się tutaj rzeczywiście w ekstraordynaryjnym trybie. Nie tylko spotkanie Unii, ale nasze jest w niezwykle szybkim tempie, zwołany właściwie w ciągu kilku godzin. My jesteśmy grupą zaprzyjaźnionych krajów, myśmy wszyscy angażowali się w sprawę Gruzji. Idzie o to, żeby podyskutować o tym, co będzie w poniedziałek. Są panowie prezydenci, jestem ja, jest przedstawiciel pana prezydenta Adam Kusa, mojego bliskiego przyjaciela, jeden z jego najbliższych współpracowników, który reprezentuje tutaj Litwę, ponieważ pan prezydent Adam Kus ze względu na to, że to zostało wszystko w ciągu kilku godzin zorganizowane, przybyć nie mógł. Myślę, że to będzie owocna dyskusja. Sprawy Gruzji idą w kierunku, którego nie da się akceptować. Mamy uznanie dwóch maleńkich krajów jako podmiotów prawa międzynarodowego przez Rosję. To, czego żeśmy się obawiali. Ja teraz powiem kilka słów osobiście. To, czego ja się obawiałem jako prezydent Polski po uznaniu Kosowa, ale to mówię wyłącznie we własnym imieniu i wyłącznie jako prezydent Polski, bo jak wiadomo, rząd Rzeczpospolitej to jest prawnie skutecznie Kosowo uznał.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to tell you that our meeting is extraordinary here. It's not only extraordinary as far as the European Union is concerned, but also this particular meeting here. It has been organized within a few hours' time. We had to act very quickly. We are here in a group of friends. We've got with us the presidents. We've got also the representative of President Adamko, who could not come here due to the fact that the meeting has been organized at such a short notice. But this representative is a very close friend of President Adamko's, and he represents his views. I do hope that our discussions are going to be fruitful, and of course we want to stress that the situation going on in Georgia now that we're witnessing in Georgia cannot be accepted. So acknowledging and recognizing that two regions of Georgia, that is Abkhazia and South Ossetia, as separate entities of international law is completely unacceptable. And me, being the president of the Republic of Poland, I was very strongly opposed to the precedent of recognizing Kosovo, which because I believe that that was going to be that was going to create a very dangerous precedent. Of course, the government of the Republic of Poland acknowledged and recognized Kosovo.
Dziękuję.
Thank you very much.
I have to agree with both my colleagues. We have come here together to discuss the process of Georgian conflict, and we are concerned about the speed and development of this conflict, because we don't see withdrawal of the Russian troops, we don't see the progress in peacekeeping processes in this region, and we have also to focus how Europe can speak in one voice, because that's the most important thing. And the next step is the necessity to help Georgia to recover from the war. That means we have to talk and discuss how we can help Georgian economy to recover.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.